Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to my WordPress Help Desk. My name is Ken Freeman, and for the next 15 minutes, you're going to learn about the latest news about all things WordPress. Plus, in today's WordPress focus, I want to talk about image optimization tricks and tips to help you with your image speed and page download. You don't want to miss today's podcast focus. What is the best plugin for image optimization? How large of an image should you use? Is your slider slowing down your website? I have a lot of information about tricks and tips for you inside today's podcast. Really don't want to miss it. Today's podcast is sponsored by our creative team at wp-sitemakers.com and hosting-master.com, our blazing fast, high-speed hosting provider for WordPress users. Remember, if you have a question about WordPress, simply email me at support@mywphelpdesk.com or text me or call me at 903-926-2607. That's support@mywphelpdesk.com or text 903-926-2607. In the news, with the release of the WordPress 4.4.1, there has been a massive updating of plugins ranging from security plugins like WordFence Security and WP Statistics and many, many more. Site-Keeper.com reported this last week. Among 100 WordPress sites, more than 570 plugins were updated. To keep up with the ever-changing WordPress, our hosting server was upgraded to a higher PHP and MySQL. One loser that failed to keep up with the upgrade was W3 Total Cache. Every install of W3 Total Cache broke the website. Thus, we removed all occasions of W3 Total Cache and replaced it with WordFence Security and its 50 times faster Falcon caching that it provides. And speaking of blazing fast caching and hosting, check out the most recent test results of the top 11 hosts that claim they provide WordPress hosting. Visit https://hosting-master.com/hosting-master-fastest. I am proud to say that Hosting-Master is the fastest hosting for WordPress on the planet. In fact, we are 3 times faster than Rackspace and WP Engine and even Pantheon. See the test results for yourself. In other news, how to prevent image hotlinking in WordPress. Hotlinking can be a huge drain of resources for the target website, not to mention it is technically theft. That said, many times the hotlinker isn't aware that this is an issue. All you need to do to protect your images is to open the .htaccess file in your site's root directory, or create one if you don't have one, and there you put your domain name in the rewrite condition statement line, and on the second line you define the allowed referrer, the site that is allowed to link to the image directly. This, of course, should be your actual website. And if you want to do this across multiple sites, you can duplicate this row and replace the referrer for each of your sites. Now, there are a few WordPress plugins related to hotlinking, but I'll say this. Many of the single-use ones aren't very well maintained, nor have any good reviews. I suggest that you take a look at All-in-One WP Security and Firewall, which is an excellent all-round security plugin with the ability to prevent hotlinking built in. And if you don't know how to write the htaccess code, use www.htaccesstools.com/hotlink-protection to generate the code you need. Now, there's a great discussion about A/B testing of your WordPress site over at wpchat.com/A/B testing plugin or service. What do you use? In answer to the question about A/B testing, one answer suggested an A/B service called Ingot by Josh Pollock. Most A/B testing services just do a defined or a predefined split, 50-50, let's say. Then you evaluate and adjust later, and you do all of this manually. Well, Ingot will actually automatically serve the higher converting option over time, saving you time by not having to go out and analyze the data and make your own manual adjustments. Well, this is about all the time we have for this week's news. Let's move now into today's important focus, where I'm going to talk about image optimization tricks and tips. you're ready to get started, I want to talk about what I consider to be one of the most important factors when creating a site that rocks. I'm talking about image optimization. How many of you are guilty of just shooting a great shot on your iPhone and uploading the raw image to your website? I built a site for one of my clients up in Central Oregon. The site was created and tested to be loading under 2 seconds. Now, the owner of the site had added some new photos and made some page changes. And while speaking to a prospective client, I had her go take a look at this site, and to my horror, the page took 16 seconds to download. Turns out, she had loaded a 5,500 pixel by 3,500 pixel image to her header background image. That one image was contributing to the horrific sluggishness of the website. Simply replacing the huge image with a compressed smaller image resulted with the same look, but the page speed of just 1.4 seconds. Do you see how important a single image can be to the overall page speed result? To optimize your images, I recommend a couple of plugins that do a great job. The first is called Smushit. Smushit bulk optimizes all of your images, and then when you load a new image, it also optimizes it. So every image on your site are optimized, resulting in shaving seconds off of each page load. It's easy and it does the job very quickly. However, the other one is called EWWW Image Optimizer. This one reduces file sizes for images in WordPress, including NextGen, Grand, FLA Gallery, Foo Gallery, and more, using lossless, lossy methods and image format conversions. The EW Image Optimizer is a WordPress plugin that automatically optimizes your images as you upload them to your blog. It can optimize the images that you already have uploaded, convert your images automatically to the file format that will produce the smallest image size, and it will optionally apply lossy reductions for PNG and JPEG images. So why would you want to use EWW Image Optimizer versus Smushit? Well, number one, your pages will load faster. Smaller images mean faster page loads, and this will make your visitors happy and increase your visitorship. Number two, faster backups. Smaller images result in faster backups. Number three, less bandwidth usage. Optimizing your images can save you hundreds of kilobytes per image, and this means significantly less bandwidth usage. Number four, it's super fast. The plugin can run on your own server, so you don't have to wait for a third-party service to receive, process, and return your images. You can optimize hundreds of images in just a few seconds, and PNG files take the longest, but you can adjust the settings for your situation. Number five, it gives you the best JPEG optimization. With Tiny JPEG integration, nothing comes close. But it does require an API subscription. And it gives you the very best PNG optimization. You can use PNG out, opt-in PNG, and PNG quant in conjunction. And if that's not enough, try the lossy PNG option powered by Tiny PNG. And then finally, root access is not needed because all of the pre-compiled binaries are made available to install directly within the WordPress folder, and cloud optimization is provided for those who can't run those binaries locally. And then finally, optimize everything. And that means with the WP Image Editor class extension, the ability to specify your own folders for scanning, any image in WordPress can be optimized. Now, why should you take the time to optimize your images? Well, Google gives us a great answer. Images often account for most of the downloaded bytes of a web page and usually occupy a significant amount of visual space. As a result, optimizing images can often yield some of the largest byte savings and performance improvements of your website. The fewer bytes the browser has to download, the less competition there is for the client's bandwidth, and the faster the browser can download and render the useful content on the screen. Users of today's web expect all pages they visit to be interactive and smooth, and that's where you need to increasingly focus your time and effort on your images. pages that load quickly but also must run well. Scrolling should be stick to finger fast, and animations and interactions should be silky smooth. To write performant sites and apps, you need to understand how HTML, JavaScript, and CSS is handled by the browser and ensure that the code you write, or any third-party code you use, runs as efficiently as possible. You need to know that most devices today refresh their screens 60 times a second. If there's an animation or transition running, or the user is scrolling the pages, the browser needs to match the device's refresh rate and up to one new picture or frame for each of those screen refreshes. So each of those frames has a budget of just over 16 milliseconds. That means 1 second times 60 equals 16.66 milliseconds. In reality, however, the browser has housekeeping work to do, so all of your work that is going to be downloaded needs to be completed within 10 milliseconds. When you fail to meet this budget, the frame rate drops and the content jitters on the screen. This is sometimes called jank and is negatively impacting the user's experience. As you think about your own image optimization, remember that in order to benefit from smaller images, you still need to think about a hosting provider that can push your site as fast as possible to keep all transactions to the blazing fast 10 millisecond time Google expects. By the way, Hosting-Master does just that. When you need speed, think Hosting-Master. Master.com. Now, there are five areas that you need to know about and be mindful of when you work with your images. These are the areas you have most control over and are the key points in the pixels to screen pipeline: your JavaScript, your jQueries, your CSS animations, your web animations, and anything using an API. You also need to look at your style calculations. This is the process of figuring out which CSS rules apply to the elements based on selectors. And from there, once rules are known, they are applied, the final styles for each element is calculated. And of course, your layout is important, because once the browser knows what the rules are to apply, then it begins to calculate how much space it takes up on the screen. The web's layout model means that one element can affect all others. For instance, the width of the body element typically affects all children's widths and all the way up and down the tree, so the processes can become very involved inside the browser. And then, of course, another couple of points that Google likes to think about is painting, which is the process of filling in the pixels, and then also compositing, and that means taking the parts of the page that were drawn into potentially multiple layers, so that they can be drawn to the screen in the correct order so the page renders it correctly. And this means they have to be carefully designed, and each of these parts in the pipeline represent the opportunity to introduce jank, so it's important that you understand exactly what parts of the pipeline your code triggers. So the key is to optimize your images and do that religiously. So here's what I've told you today. Optimizing your images is a major contributor to fast page download speeds. I recommend Smushit, an EWW image optimizer. I've told you about the expectations of Google and how you should pay attention to all of those pieces of the puzzle in the pixel to screen pipeline. If you need help speeding up your site, contact my office this week at 214-703-0505 and move your site to hosting-master.com. Until next Saturday morning, when I again will address all things WordPress, subscribe while you're here and bookmark mywphelpdesk.com, where you can get all of our blogs and archives. Hey, thanks for listening to this podcast. Tell your friends about it and join me next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time. You've been listening to My WordPress Help Desk with Ken Freeman. Join us next week for another discussion of WordPress Help.